here at Rosie on the House, talking about the most dangerous room in your home. The bathroom. With our Rosie Certified Bathroom Remodelers, Rebath, Kurt and Drew Kittleson. Again, thank you guys for coming in today. And I told you to remind me not to let me forget to ask you for your phone number again.
480-998-8900.
How many times are you called to a house because someone's been hurt or they have a fear of getting hurt in the bathroom?
Oh, often. I think more than they admit sometimes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's people have slipped or they know someone who has slipped. I think it's for most people, it's the older they get, the scarier it gets to get in a wet, slippery surface.
Not even older, as you're about to find out because you have a son on the way. You're not going to be able to take it for granted that your floor is dry.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, yeah. Everything becomes slippery, doesn't it? That's what I've heard.
Man, isn't that the truth?
I'm going to just send him over to Romy. What's four or five? What's the difference?
That's we'll right. hose him off outside.
Yeah, that's right. He won't even know they're there. Let me ask you about what I saw. It started being advertised. I saw a lot of it just about 8 or 9 or 10 years ago, is the walk-in sit-down bathtubs. Do y'all do many of those?
Yeah, absolutely.
My thought is they look comfortable. They look relaxing. But doesn't it get cold while you're waiting for the water to drain, while you're sitting there shivering?
Yeah, it can. Yeah. It can, but they have a lot of fast drain systems now to help with that. I know a couple people, you only open the door once before it's done draining because you see what happens. But yeah, if you think about it, you got to wait for it to drain before you can get out.
And if you want to spend the money, you can get them with heaters.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Very good.
They have all heater, air jets, water jets, all require a separate dedicated line from wherever your breaker box is to make those work. But yeah, we can get anything done.
All right. Well, one of the things we talk about all the time in selecting someone to work at your home is how do you know you can trust them?
It's huge. It's not, as Rosie's done this forever, we try not to have anything go wrong. But in remodeling, things can go wrong. And it's if that happens, who's going to be walking up your driveway to take care of that? Is he going to answer? He or she going to answer? It's a big trust factor because it's intrusive, right? In our instance, we're walking through your bedroom most of the time into your bathroom. It's an intrusive process.
Yeah, I know some celebrities that are just hugely self-conscious about remodeling their bathroom. They're almost blushing as they bring you back there and they say, "No, this is my potty." Yeah, I know that's what your potty. I know it is. I know that. they're kind of blushing and they're saying, "No, this is kind of a private place. I don't show anybody this," you know. But that's exactly what I tell people all the time is, look, when you're down to making your decision, if you've done the full vetting of contractors the way I encourage homeowners to do it, you're going to have it narrowed down to the finalist probably before everybody gets back to you. Because I say, if they're not delivering the information they promised on time, if they're not showing up at appointments on time, if they're not showing up organized, while you're getting the proposals is the courtship. And when you sign the contract, that's the marriage. And how many times were you courting someone that had a small little problem, but you knew you were going to fix them when you got married to them? You know what? When you're courting, they should be showing you the best of everything. And if they're not, when you sign the contract and give them that deposit check, I promise you it's not going to get better.
Yeah. Sometimes we laugh a little bit between some of the reps that some of our design consultants, because every now and then a customer will say, "Well, you know, we've been waiting a week or two for this guy to get back to us."
Right.
And I'm thinking, man, you're going to trust this guy with thousands of dollars and he's going to take a week or two just to earn your business?
Yeah, he gets the bathroom torn up. Is he going to wait a week or two to get back and put it back together?
If you're going to get a deposit to somebody, you better make darn sure that there's something behind that person, that company. We've had, in the last month, our phone has ring off the hook.
Oh, man.
Not with new projects, with employees from two local companies who aren't paying their bills and aren't making payroll.
Oh.
And they're coming and applying for jobs with us. So there's people that are giving deposits to that company who are not going to get their work done.
Oh,
it just breaks our heart.
That is. All the more reason you've got to find licensed, bonded, insured contractors. Rebath certainly is. Give the number out one more time and I'll wrap everything up.
480-998-8900.
And you know what? I like Rebath because they do more bathrooms than anybody else in the state. They're buying power. I mean, if you're buying 14 shower valves a year, you get it for one price. When you're buying hundreds of shower valves, you get another price that's a whole lot better, and that gets passed on to you. There's efficiencies with going with specialists. And Rebath is that Rebath, that bathroom remodeling specialist. Now, y'all stay tuned for next week. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. If we uplifted you, encouraged you, or made you smile, I'm only going to ask you to do me one favor. Find somebody that needs to be uplifted, encouraged, or cheered up, and pay it forward this next week. Tune in next Saturday morning. It's Rosie on the House.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.